You ever had them days where you just don't, I'm not having one day now. Yesterday was one of them days. You just don't feel good. You ever have them? You don't know why you don't feel good. But you know it's an attack. You don't know how, you know. And what do? What do we do as Christians? When we have these attacks, we sang it, and Psalms 1 over there says we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water, right? And we used to sing the song in church, I shall not be moved. See, we got to turn it not into a song we sang at church, but we got to turn it into a heart that we live when things are we're being attacked by things. You go ahead, Beth. It's part two of knowing God's will. See, I know where in the areas that I know God's will, there's not a devil in hell that can stop it. Why? Because faith begins. And once you have faith in an area that you have determined to be God's will, you have been given the ability, because of that revealing, you've been given that ability to walk out and obtain that promise. The ability of God. Everything that God asks you to do, be, or do, or have. I didn't choose to be wealthy. Now, back yonder, I wanted money, worked three jobs without God. I'm trying to start businesses and all that stuff. But I didn't really want to think about being rich. I thought about having a good life, buying me and Teresa a nice car, you know, and having a nicer pickup and something with air conditioning, and, you know, and never had a vehicle with air conditioning and all that stuff, you know. But I could not succeed at all in none of it. Because every time I would make a chunk, I mean, it'd be hot or whatever, I would just go to I went to the beer joint, and I told Doc at the beer joint, his name was Doc, I told him at the beer joint, I said, look, ma'am, can I dump some garbage in your dumpster out there every now and then? I said, I'll pay you a little bit. That was Satan. Because now when I dump and go pay him, I got to buy the rest of it up in beer. Or whiskey. So I'm leaving the beer joint broke. And I'm like, man, I don't care, I'm getting drunk. You know. But after I get born again, I found out that I had those desires to be successful, because God loves us. God's plans for us in Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know the plans, the thoughts I have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not evil. That you would have you ought to know that's God's will. So then, when you find out that God's thoughts towards you are good, they're for you to have a future and a hope, that ought to bring faith in you that you could lay down at night and talk to God. And say, God, I thank you, Lord. I know you love me because your Bible says you have plans for me. Now, God, I've made a lot of wrong choices and probably messed up the plans that you had and hindered the plans, but God, here I am. Reveal your will. Reveal your plan to me. Here I am, God, and I will go for you. Some people won't do that. I remember back down yonder, I was afraid to tell God because Shockey and all them's coming through and they're overseas and they're way over here in Alabama. And man, they're having to spend weeks from home, you know. And we had a song, you know, church, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me, you know. And I'd stop on that part and I'd say, I ain't singing that right now. God's liable to send me over to Shockey's land, man, you know. But how many knows I shouldn't have been afraid? I should have just opened my heart up to the Lord and said, Lord, here I am, God. God, if you want to send me, I'll go, Lord. God, if you want me to go to the jails, I'll go. God, if you want me to, you know, as God began to read, I went to my pastor and I said, I believe I'm called to preach. I'm called to preach. He said, I need you to go home with me next Sunday. I thought, I don't want to go home with my pastor. And I go home with him. He takes me to the jail. That was the best time of my life, man. I spent 3 years in that jail. See, what happened was God's will. And I'm not just talking about my story. See, I don't even know what God has for me. Some people got to think they got to have the full plan of God. No, you got to walk where you're at, and you got to be successful where you're at. You got to be in whatever light God gives you. You just take that light. Don't you even be concerned about where He's going and where He's taking your life. Praise God. You just know that God has you in His hands because you know His will and you're yielding to Him. See, whatever God asked you to be, He asked you to be a good husband. You have the ability based on what He asked you to do. Just like Jesus when they were out there in the boat and they said, Lord, if that be You, bid me to come. And Jesus simply said, come. And I mean, that give Him, the disciple, the ability to step out on water. I mean, walk on the water. When He said, come, that was the will of God. That means that, I mean, He didn't have to wonder, is it the will of God or not? He said, come. Well, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. We don't have to wonder about the will of God. You don't have to wonder. And with that knowing God's will, their faith is, and then grace is added. That is God's ability. And if you will stay in faith, stay after that, then that will manifest in your life. I was thinking about it this morning whenever you don't hear a lot of people doing it, and that's fine. I'm not on people. I can't be successful based on other people, whether they do or don't. You can't, you know. But I was thinking about it. I was thinking how that, and I heard a sermon this morning about where Jesus spoke to a fever, you know. Went in there and she was real sick with a fever. His mother, I don't even forget who it was now. Peter's mother-in-law. And he was real sick with a fever. And Jesus goes in there and Jesus rebuked that fever. I mean, He talked to it. And then the preacher said, and I read that back down yonder and I thought, I wonder if a fever can hear. He rebuked that fever. And then the Bible, immediately after that, it says that it left her. So He said, I determined right then that a fever can hear. I determined, and that been a revelation. I've had a revelation for years that I spoke to poverty and I commanded it to loose me. I spoke to divorce and I'm never going to get one. I spoke to things in my body that would come. I just drove out shingles. I've got little bit of results left, but it wasn't much. So Teresa, she just asked me, she said, well, would you go get the shot if you knew, you know, I mean, if it would not have broke out on you and all that. Now, I don't preach this right here. This is my conviction, my faith, and what I'm fixing to say. You determine your conviction and what God tells you. Because I can't really preach that to you. I don't know what God wants you to do. But anyways, I told her, I said, well, I said, 94%? I said, if they would give me 100% knowing, then I might go take it. But no. They even told me, you need to get the shingle shot because it'll break out again. It'll break out again ever. Well, ain't that this foolish? It is to you. The Bible says that no weapons formed against us will prosper, right? I know that's God's will. I know that if it does break out, it has to go. I know that if it does, the fever, if I'll speak to that fever, if you'll speak to that fever, Every name that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus, the authority of Jesus, if we use it. But if you don't know God's will, like devil, well, you know, God heals. You don't read your Bible like you're supposed to, and you don't go to church like you're supposed to. When something comes against you, he's trying to get you not to stand in the authority that has been given you by the Holy Spirit, not based on all of your perfection. It's not based on that. We stand in faith, we will get on in perfection. We don't have to make ourselves. We will grow. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, desire the real, the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Desire to know God's will. God's will's in the word. I don't know what my future holds. I do. Mine's good. Look, God, I know that no weapons formed against me will prosper, no matter what's going on in this earth. He works all things together for the good to those that love God. I know that's God's will. So I attack things at an angle of faith in God based on what he said in his word. And I full well expect whatever it is to work out to my good, because that is exactly what the Bible says, and that is the will of God. And when God's people are going forth, praise God, and I mean things happening in their life and the world sees them and some of the church folk sees them and they think, well, now they ain't so faithy, are they? Ain't so faithy, and they just keep watching them. They're looking for the snake to kill Paul. They're looking for your circumstance to take you down and, I mean, get you to whining and complaining about how you feel and all that, stealing the word, choking it, that Teresa taught us in Sunday school. But some of us done got down there on good ground, and it's bringing forth the harvest. We done got it rooted and grounded in us, black God, and we ain't going to put up with sickness and disease. We ain't going to put up with poverty. We're not going to put up with oppression and lack. Put that John 8 back up, man, please. God's will. You need to know God's will. Don't be ignorant of God's will. Well, I just don't know what God's will is. Well, ask him. And then believe that he's going to start revealing to you. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed. That's us. We've been drafted in. We've grafted in. We came in through Jesus. We came in through him, hallelujah. And Paul preached it. He said mercy and grace came through Jesus. That was for us, because we wasn't his chosen people. The Jews was. He went to his own, and the Bible says that his own received him not. But this is us. And he says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? Right. But if you don't know it, can't set you free. People told me, and I'm telling you right now, I don't care. People get mad at me because I prosper and all that, and I don't really care. I mean, I was down there 27 wanting to have a good life and couldn't seem to attain to it. And you know what? People make money without God. You know, but when we let God add it to us, there's a difference. I don't want money without God. I don't want prosperity without God. I want God all up in my money, all up in my prosperity, all up in. He's my insurance. He's the one that rebukes the devourer, so that I don't work three jobs and still broke and busted, broken, no wisdom. But he said here, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I found out that I didn't have to fear tornadoes. I get on people's nerves with it. They'll be like, God, I just can't stand that. It's Christians. And I tell them, won't you do something about it? Why don't you do something about it? See, a tornado nearly took us down. Teresa said the truth this morning. a tornado nearly took our house one time and throwed my neighbors through the barbed wire fences and all of that stuff. It sounded like a freight train. It's just whoo, you know. I thought we were going to get sucked out of that house and gone. I was about 8 years old. And from the time that happened, I'm telling you, I didn't want to hear James Spann or nobody, whether the sun was shining or wasn't. Because they would mention out in the tropics out there that it's headed our way, and dread would hit me. I would think about it at school. I would think about it, God, this weekend's not going to be good. But I got born again, and I run from a storm that they were telecasting on, that it was coming straight for us. I told Teresa, I said, you know what, let's go to Nashville. Let's just ride up to Nashville. Pack us some clothes. We'll go look, you know, we'll go up and see if we can see, you know, what was it, Elvis. Yeah, Graceland, you know. I felt really good. I felt good. So she packed us up. We packed Travis up. He's a little kid. And we get in the truck. Hallelujah. See, I'm talking about knowing God's will. I'm not just telling you a story. It's not God's will. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Not a messed up mind. Not a fearful mind. You know, when fear hits my mind, what tomorrow might be, I cast it right out. And I say, you don't determine my future. An eight ball don't determine, a Ouija board and fortune cookies and go up there to Panda 3 and get you some, pull them out, see what's going to happen in your life. That's not my future. Amen. And I do not put my trust in that stuff. God is our God. Well, we leave. Oh, I'm happy little Christian now. Oh, yes, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're on our way away from that storm. Well, you know what happened? I got up there and I wasn't listening to the news, but James Spann come back on and the tropics had changed directions and the sucker's going to Nashville. That sucker caught me the same storm that went around my house and around everything and cost me about $300 or $400. Met me in Nashville. That is a true story. And you know what? I'd preached it. I'd preached it, you know, over there in the book of Job. You know, they'd say, well, God giveth, God taketh away. So I went and studied the book of Job. And Job was ignorant of some things. Job was not spirit-filled. Job did not know. He didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Ephesians, and Jesus hadn't showed up on the scene. And he didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And God don't take away. God is a multiplying God. But they believe those lies in there. So I'm reading in there, and the Lord said, he said, Job said that. Then I went on and read it, and later on he asked Job, he said, who are you? Where were you when I hung the stars and the moon? Where were you? He was getting on to Job. He was telling Job, man, you're saying all this stuff, and it ain't so, I believe. Well, anyhow, it was quicken to me. He said, I'd never said in there that I give and I take away. He said, Job said it. He said, Job, out of his trials and losing all of his kids and losing everything out of fear, the very thing that Job feared drove him. Come on him. And the Lord told me in Tennessee, he said, well, you've been preaching it. He said, the very fear that you feared makes you a magnet to what you're afraid of. You hear what I'm telling you? You better hear what I'm telling you, especially if you're born again. The very thing that you fear is going to torment you. It's going to give you, can't have God's word in your heart and be in fear and torment. No, sir. So I found out that it was God's will and for me to speak to storms. When I hear James Spann and all of them do it now, but God, I go to rebuking it. You ain't coming to my house. You ain't touching nothing at my house. But God, I command you to lose your power over yonder in Arizona right now. I speak to it over in Arizona. I'm a spirit man. You're a spirit woman, spirit man. Your words have power to go from here to all the way to the Keys of Florida. I mean, instantly. And because we don't really comprehend that and put it together and all of that stuff, we set back sometimes and we just let life flow and we just let oppression stay and we just let misery stay and we think it might be something if we had more money or all the bills were paid, we wouldn't be so miserable. If everybody loved us, if everything was lining up, we might not be so miserable. No, you can be in prison and be free because you got the word. Now God says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. When you take your medicine, the doctor says for you to take, let it come out of your mouth, what this Bible says, and drive it out. Well, the devil's just, well, he's defeated too. Teresa just preached it to us, praise God. I mean, I went so much. See, faith has action. I used to read the word and just say, faith without works is dead, being alone. You know, oh, great. I mean, my works is dead, man. I mean, you know, I didn't know. I didn't know faith. Faith was not a feeling. I didn't know, you know, because I thought if you had faith, you would just feel it. That's not the case. Feelings do come with faith. You'll have joy in here, but still your mind, it'll torment you. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. God ain't going to do it this time. He's done it over and over, and you keep doing it. He ain't going to show up this time. And if you listen to those thoughts, you will feel those defeated emotions. But if you'll yield to that word, if you'll yield to God's faithfulness, and you'll say, no matter what you tell me, devil, but God, I will. I mean, you got to say, I won't go on. The government, they have really messed up some stuff for the last 2 years. They used COVID and drove the church back to their house, and a lot of them ain't come out yet. I mean, I still see masks. I wanted to get one guy in the grocery store and say, what are you doing? Had a mask on. I mean, I just nearly did it. Jump out in that aisle. What are you doing? They'd be like, what? And I'd be like, you're wearing a mask. What's that? Then when they told me COVID, take it off. I whipped COVID. How'd you whip COVID? With God and faith. And you're still afraid of it. It's going to jump over an aisle and get you sometime or another. You're afraid of it. Let me lead you to Jesus. You won't be afraid of COVID again. You won't be afraid of the flu. You won't be afraid of shingles. You won't be afraid of dying. You won't be afraid of the economy. You won't be afraid of anything anymore. If you let me lead you to this Jesus, He makes you bold as a lion. He makes you bold against fear. He makes you, some of y'all ain't even got Him. I don't know, that come out of my spirit. Probably not here, hopefully. But if you ain't got Him here, you need to get Him. You need to get born again. I've been going to church all of my life. You still ain't saved. But you going to church don't save you. Jesus saves you. Jesus has to be. The Bible says, with the heart man believes in the salvation. And with the mouth, confession is made. And just, well, I got saved back then. A lady told me, I said, why don't you come to church? No, I joined the church in 1967, First Baptist to Bluntsville. I said, well, when's the last time you went? Well, it's been 1970. I said, are you serious right now? You're not a member of that church. You're not a member. Well, that's where my paper is. I said, they done lost it. They trying to find you in there, probably can't find your papers anymore. They threw you out. I told her, I said, you need to go to church. You need to come on down here to church. I called her Miss Bluntsville. She knew everything about everybody. She was the newspaper amplified without it. I mean, you couldn't go to the post office, you find out something, but she's there. I mean, she'd just keep you for hours. And I tried to get her right with the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't know if she ever did or I'm in the front of the TV one time. I wasn't really sure. This guy preached about being saved so strong under an anointing. I jumped off of my couch and I fell down on my knees in front of my TV. I know I got saved down there when I really got born again. But it was so strong. I wanted to make sure. I think it might have been Billy Graham, whoever it was. I fell down on my knees and I give my heart to Jesus in my living room. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I know I'm saved, but I'm going to make double sure here. Well, we rededicate our hearts to the Lord sometime, don't we? God, I'm sorry, God. I hadn't been doing all I know to do, God. God, I should have been reading more. I'm guilty. I mean, I'm sitting with a dude going to fix her Teresa's little truck. I'm going to drop it off Monday. And we're talking about he's a pastor and I'm a pastor. And I know him. He's done all, and he's sitting there and he's saying, yeah. He said, we take this card right here. And he said, we put everybody's name on them in the church. And we take them out and give them to one. Everybody's praying for one another. I said, hey. I said, hold on a minute. You got me under conviction here. He said, what do you mean I got you under conviction? I said, well, we got chapter reading every day, 5 days a week. I said, and the pastor ain't doing it. I said, so I don't really want you to talk about that anymore. I said, but you know how I can fix that? I said, I got to go read my chapter every day. I said, then you can talk about it and it won't bother me a bit. Because I'll be doing it then. I'll be doing it. I'll be doing that. See, the doers of the word, be doers and not hearers only. The doers don't get deceived. The doers don't self-deceive. See, it's not even Satan. Self-deceiving. That's why we stay in the word. We continue in the word. If you don't know God's will financially, go look up the financial scriptures in the Bible. Get you a strong concordance, punch it up a month, and show you how to download a bunch of translations. He's probably got the Greek. I mean, he can take one scripture and stay in there 4 hours. I mean, he got about 6 translations, man, and the Greek. Jeez, I mean, he can take one word, when, and there's never ending of how deep you can go in the word when. But you know what? He had him a good, loud train horn on his motorcycle. And I'm sure it was loud. He pulled up and he went, I said, Monty. I said, that's a Yugo horn. But you know what? That horn used to go, whoa, I guess. I never did hear it. Something happened to it, did he? Yeah. Whatever it is. It's not about the horn. I'm making a point. You can fix that. You see, when we're not loud as we used to be, it might just be a little loose connection with your ground or something. Probably is. Little. We can let things get in there and get in there and us not be as aggressive. Let that word go. You know what? The devil told me one time, he said, you just need a vacation from the Bible. You need a vacation from church. You just need a vacation. I told that idiot, I said, I was on one for 27 years, you idiot. I said, and I made shipwreck of my marriage. I made shipwreck. I wouldn't even keep a job. I had to go live with mom and daddy and take a bath in the river. I've been on vacation. That's not the vacation I need, you sucker. You're trying to fool me. You're trying to get me out of the word. You're trying to get me not to go to church. I need to quit my job before I not go to church. My job tries to get me to make money on Wednesday evening. I've turned down $2,000 and $3,000 jobs in just a couple hours because I'm coming to church Wednesday night. Now, you're a preacher. I'm not trying to put my conviction on you. If you feel like God's will, find out what God's will is. You get before the Lord and find out the will of the Lord, and then you go with the will of the Lord. And you don't back off. You say, glory to God, I know that it's your will for me to have a good marriage. And whatever you got to do to attain a good marriage, get the word in there. If you're a husband, the first thing God's going to say, husband, love your wife as Christ so loved the church and gave himself for her.
Well, he's a pig.
Well, shows you how smart you are. You married him. Right? Something must have been up. Well, he turned into a pig. Well, you fed him. You helped him get there, so help him get back to whatever you want, Prince. Right? See, you say, husband, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. Travis, he said the other day, he said, well, he's working on it, you know, a little bit. And something about Dr. Pepper. There was only one Dr. Pepper left, and he wasn't going to drink the Dr. Pepper, going to leave it for Beth or whatever. I looked at him, and I said, well, I'd drink it. She ain't my wife, and I'm not working on it. But he's on the right track, Johnny. I was messing with him, and I told him, I said, no, I wouldn't drink it. I said, that's how I started with them little things, you know. Well, just went in the other day, and I really like black pepper on my eggs. I like eggs, and I like black pepper. I don't love them, but I really like them. Ain't too much I love other than God. Well, I'm in there, boy, and I usually fry my eggs, and I'm waiting on the biscuits to get done, and I'm going to butter them up. Man, I can cook some good biscuits. And all of a sudden, you know, I break out and I smash my eggs up, and I like them over medium, yellow running, get them, you know, good, and sop that bread later on, you know. That's good stuff, man. And so anyways, I'm over there, and I thought, well, while I'm waiting on the biscuits to finish up, I said, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to salt and pepper my eggs. So I got the salt, and I put just a little bit of salt, and then I pepper. I noticed it's going all over the stove. This is about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's all over the stove, and I'm like, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that was happening. She's having to clean that up every time. You know, now she don't know nothing about it. She ain't said nothing about it. She could have. Come on, don't be such a slob in there, slob head. Don't you know that is going all over the stove and in the floor? She didn't. And so I thought, well, that won't ever happen again. So I cleaned it up. Now, Johnny, I take it over to the sink. And that's loving your wife as Christ so loved the church. You wouldn't think that little thing, right? No, that shows your love. Because you don't have to prove it to her. It's just in here because you've let that word get in there to where you're going to put her first. You're going to have her first. That is God's will for every man. Then you know what? She told me one time, she said, you know what? One time I told God, I want to be like Scotty. She said, you never get upset. You never moved. That's when you're deep in the Word. That's when you're deeper in God. To like Teresa was talking about. I mean, I've dealt with some... I'm anointed. You're anointed to handle trouble. You are anointed. You are anointed for trouble. My marriage is in trouble. You're in the right one. You're in the right place. Now I'll marry somebody else. Ooh, double trouble. Now you're going to have a tearing here, and then you're going to have, whoop. You're going to be in bad shape now. No, you're anointed where you are to be successful. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And then when you've got faith, you're not on your own getting the will of God done. You're in Him. You're moving in a force that gets things done, that brings an anointing. And your life is being built of endurance. He'll build you with it. He don't do things automatic for us most of the time. He does it on purpose. Wait. 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 The Word said, wait. wait on the Lord, don't it? Wait, those that wait on the Lord will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. These people will be sound. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. You got a continuing word. All right, Beth, give me the third John, if I got this right. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So this right here tells me that God wants his people above all things to prosper and be in health. He wants you to prosper and be in health. But what is your soul? Your soul, our soul, is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. The soul part of you is made up of mind, will, and emotions. He said that he's going to prosper as our soul prospers. As our soul prospers. We're going to have to prosper in the Word. We're going to have to take the Word. Fight off sickness and disease. Don't just, you know, go to the doctor and the doctor said something, take that final authority. Just don't do it. Or the devil said that things are never going to change. Don't take that as final authority. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. I like what Teresa brought up. He says, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. See, I can be afraid of storms. I can choose. I can let my heart be troubled. Well, Teresa don't love me no more. She don't ever kiss me on the forehead. She hadn't cut my toenails in a while. And I had to get on a job, man. And I mean, you know, I had to get on a job and I'm trying to work and one of my toenails is cutting down into my toe. So I had to take my shoe off at the job and pull my sock off and take my knife out. And Travis said, Dad, what are you doing? I said, your mama's not cut my toenails in a while. Well, he gets lotion on his head. Johnny, so hey. Everybody's going down, baby, if I go down. Praise God. But you know, I could take that and say, she don't love me like she used to. You know, she don't do that for me. Devil would use a toenail. He didn't, but I'm just making an example. I don't care if she cuts my toenail. When she gets tired of ripped up socks, I just let them grow till they cut the socks lap through to the shoe. Now I got some massive toenails when I want to have them. I got one I let grow out, and I told Aiden, I went whoosh, across his leg. You know, whoa, oh, Papa, Papa. I said, that one right there will whack you up, boy. That toenail will get you. So every time I stick my toe out, he's moving. I whacked him with it. Praise God. But he says, he would that we prosper, even as our soul prospers. Well, look, I mean, it's really, really awesome when your mind and your will and your emotions are in check with God's will. I'm telling you, you won't be an emotional roller coaster anymore, man. I mean, you'll be joyful all the time. I mean, circumstances will come, and you might have to adjust right quick to the circumstance, but I'm telling you, it'll take over. It'll just take over, and you'll be like, glory to God. This is just another opportunity to see my God do what he does best. He is a miracle-working God. And then tell the devil, devil! You've been trying to lie to me all week. Watch this. You watch what my God is going to do. See, Satan's deceived. He believes he's going to win. I mean, he believes he's going to be able to do something against the body. I mean, he believes that's why he's so after it. I mean, he's deceived. He believes. Not our kind of believing. But he's deceived. That he thinks, one more time, and I'll get Scotty on this one. Liar, you've been saying that for 28 years. Try to bring jealousy. I used to be a jealous guy. If you was a guy and you looked at my wife, you at the Coke machine, me and you going down, I don't care what you look like. I come out of that car so fast, you know, you'd just wonder what hit you. By golly, you asked her, I was like that, man. This guy looked at her one time, and I said, oh, yeah. I went to the store and I went, walked right up there and I went, yeah, kitty. Look at her again, you idiot. Went and got in my car and left. Now, I wasn't right. I was lost without God. Now, see? Now the enemy come over here and I get born again. He wants that garbage working. He wants me still operating in that garbage. Because that was going to get me killed. That stuff is going to get me killed. Or somebody. I didn't believe you could kill me. I don't know why I didn't believe that. I mean, I know I can die. You know, but anyways. I get over here and get born again. Then I'm sitting in the jail. See, God's given all of us opportunities of wherever we need to grow in our life. He's telling us, get in that Word, dig in that Word, meditate on that Word. Let that Word stay in you. It'll make you free. You know, you do your part. He's telling us. He's telling us how to be free. That Word made me free. I'm sitting in the jail, and the Lord spoke to me, and this guy was a huge guy, and he was all clawed up. I knew what skin missing off of your face from fingernails was. There's a distinct way that it rips the meat off of you. Right? It ain't straight. It's according to how long she's let them grow out. It's according to how sharp they are. They file them. I think they file them on purpose. You let him mess with me, and I'll whack him. I looked at that guy, and the Lord spoke to me. I wasn't even going to minister that day. I had a guy with me, you know, and I said, look, man, I was just honoring what I was doing. I said, look, man, I'm just going to let you minister today, and I'm just going to be in agreement with you, you know, and all that. And if we need to pray for somebody, well, I'll help you. And so I squatted down there, and I'm listening to him, and he's talking to him about Jesus, you know. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, go tell him. He said, go tell him that I'll set him free from jealousy. I'm looking and I'm like, nah, man. I told the Lord, I said, I can't. He said, go tell him that I'll set him free from jealousy. I told the Lord, I said, I can't, Lord. I'm not free myself. I'm a Christian and I'm still, you know, this stuff's still trying to work on me majorly. And the Lord told me, he said, if you'll be obedient, I'm going to set you free. I jumped right up and I went up there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My mind saying, you ain't got no anointing for that. You know you're jealous. You still get mad at Teresa. You tore the porch off last week. I mean, reminding me of all of them things that, you know, fine preacher you are. That's what she told me. Fine preacher you are. For a week, fine preacher you are. I'm like, oh man, that was right, you know. So Satan's one trying to get me to cow down. So I went over and told him, and I'm telling you right now, from that moment till now, I'm telling you, black God, that I know if somebody stole her heart, they would bring her back. That's how confident that the Lord made me in my marriage. You know. I've had people, God, I would want them to steal Teresa. Oh, you know how to pick them. How do you put up with her? God's grace. I tell them she's made a man out of me. She told me that, and I just believe it. But you know what? Today, jealousy is not jealous. It's fear. Fear. If you're jealous of another person, it's not jealous. It's fear that they have something you don't, that they can do something better than you. Or if I'm fearful, I'm afraid that Teresa would get somebody that has something I don't. It would be I'm just telling you, I know what I'm talking about. And now you know what? She would be a fool to leave me. I'm anointed and blessed. And she ought to think the same way. Y'all ladies ought to think the same way. I would be a fool to leave her. Look what kind of anointing she's got. Teaching Sunday school and all of that stuff. The Word of God. Hallelujah. A godly woman. Praise God. If your man's got you and he's not saved, he's fortunate. He's blessed. You're the best thing ever happened to him other than Jesus. Brought up the other day, yesterday in the men's thing about, you know, the young guys, they're going to get girls and get married one day and all of that stuff. And Monty just brought up, you know, you don't need to go to the whatever it was to hang out. And I mean, it just come up in my spirit right quick, and I said, no, I need to fast. Y'all young kids, man, you want the right woman. Or y'all teenage girl, you want the right man. You don't want just anybody. You don't want anybody. You're worth more than that. You're worth more. You want God's will. And so fast, and I just said it, young folk. Well, my mind says, they ain't going to do that. Who am I to doubt God? Who am I to say that they won't listen and they won't fast and they won't start seeking the will of God and everything and line up perfect? I expect that to happen. Why? Because I know it's God's will. I know it's God's will. So if you know what God's will, if you know it's God's will for you not to be fearful, why are you staying fearful? Well, I just can't help it. I was just right. No, that's excuses. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Do you think God's afraid of anything? I don't think so. The Holy Spirit, He's not afraid of anything. He's just like God. He'll move right into jail and tell me right quick, if you'll go tell him I'll set him free, I'll set you free. He moved right on in there, praise God. Now, you know what? I'm a free man. I had her in prison. I had me in prison. And once I got free, it set her free too. Before you know it, she had her own bank and account, car. I never seen how many miles she had on her car anymore or nothing. I could care less now. I find out she's at Tractor Supply when she has a fender bender. I didn't even know she was at a Tractor Supply. I'm not like now. What is she doing up there? What is she doing? What is she doing at Walmart this time of the day? Why couldn't she wait on me? Oh, no. All of them men going up there early. So she's got to go early. Satan will play that garbage on you to take you into bondage, to get you suspicious. Then you'll create an atmosphere that is not good. I wouldn't have wanted to live with me. I don't know how she put up with me as long as she did. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. So whatever you don't know the will of God, don't stay ignorant. Find the will of God. Find the will of God for your life. Find the will of God. If you're not sure, if you've been taught that healing ain't for everybody, well, that's a lie. That's not in the Bible. Praise God. Jesus took stripes that you could be healed. It is for everybody on this planet. It's not God's will that one person go to hell. Praise God. Jesus redeemed mankind. But healing came in that same package. So I want to encourage you. Stay in that word, praise God. Get the word on it. Get the word on finances. Don't stay broke. Don't depend on your job. Depend on the Lord. Depend on the Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I ain't going to believe for all that. Well, just believe for us and keep what you need and bring the rest of it here and we'll preach the gospel with it. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you, Father.